alignment than those ready for that. For those who that is the next logical step, they will flock to you. And in this wonderful, diverse world, there are enough people in enough places to fill any niche market.
How do I get someone to, like, I've been trying the internet, all these different ways to communicate with Canadian singer, you know, country singers, where I come from the most. And I'm just finding blocks everywhere as I try. Like, can I visualize someone walking up to me one day and saying, okay, I want to see these songs? Like, well, I'm a proud Canadian
soldier.
Well, you can.
You can, but here's the thing. Feel the upstream nature of that statement. They're not listening. They won't listen. I don't know what to do. And so you know how, and you do know, you know how, as you come into alignment, how the songs flow easily. Oh. And when you're not in alignment, how difficult it is. So you want to apply the same idea of alignment now to the marketing of the songs.
Okay.
In other words, almost always in that attitude of trying, you're focused upstream. Even think about the word healing. The word, I'm sick and I'm going to heal. Can't you feel how healing is even upstream, where I'm going to allow my wellness is more downstream? So it's a matter of applying what you've already learned in order to write the songs to that as well.
Okay.
So you just catch yourself. When it feels hard, the reason it feels hard is because you're pointed in opposite direction of what you want. When it feels easy, for that moment of feeling easy, that means you're pointed in the direction of what you're wanting. So you're right. Your words were very good. Visualizing is certainly a way, but you just want to tell the story the way you want it to be until it feels so logical that that's the way that it is. Haven't you known children or even done it yourself that they... That's my story and I'm sticking to it is sort of what they say. They tell a story that you know isn't the way that it was, but they tell it so long you think they actually believe it. And that's really what we're encouraging you to do.
Okay.
Tell it the way you want it to be. And the more you do that, the more you will catch yourself in those statements that are clearly in opposition.
Yeah, I often say, I see it, I believe it. So it's just to keep flowing.
Well, we want you to say it until you feel it. And when you feel it, then you don't even need to say it.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. Sometimes when you're trying so hard to talk yourself into something, it's upstream. You say, no, it's not upstream. I have a smile on my face and I'm using very positive words. And we say, but remember, the stream feels easy. It's the feeling that you're wanting to find. And so... just visualize it and say things to, for example, you might say, well, I know I'm good at this because what I'm writing, I'm seeing is very inspirational to people. And I've been getting enough feedback that I know I've got something worth offering. And I'm happy that I'm doing it and I feel like it is my life's work and maybe I was born to do this. And that's all sounding pretty downstream, isn't it? And then as far as the work is concerned and the flowing of it is concerned, you mostly feel very downstream about that. We can feel a lot of alignment about that. But then you turn your attention to a different aspect of this, which is the now how can I introduce it to the world part, and immediately you turn upstream because that feels hard. That feels like something that doesn't happen to everybody. You know too much about all of that. And so you turn upstream. So this is the part that now you want to begin to soften a little bit by letting go of the oars. So then you say things like, well, I'm really good at the writing. I'm really good at the producing of it. I'm really good at it. I'm just not good at this part of it. I haven't learned my way. And then you say, how can I make that more a downstream statement? Well, I'll figure it out. Well, that's softer. Well, I don't have to figure it out right now. Well, that's softer. Well, a way will be shown to me and I'll know it when I see it. That's softer. Or... I suppose everybody who has the success that I am reaching for was at one time where I am not knowing what to do. That's softer. In other words, you don't have to figure it out. This is the thing that we want. When we talked about faith earlier and we said it's sort of an annoying concept, when you understand the stream and you know that there's only one stream and it's flowing toward what you want and you cannot go with it, or you can go with it, but there's not a stream of sickness and a stream of wellness. There's a stream of wellness which you go with or not. There's not a stream of goodness and a stream of badness. There's a stream of goodness which you go with or not. You don't walk into a room and look for a dark switch. You don't expect to find a switch that when you flip it, it fills.